Good afternoon. This is Bob Krueger with Thought for Food for October of 2023. This program is heard on the first Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. and repeated on the third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. It's intended for a blind and print-impaired audience, but hopefully it'll be interest to everyone. Dates to remember this month include Columbus Day on the 12th, but observed on the 9th, anything for a long weekend. The United States Navy was established on the 13th in 1775. The 16th is National Boss Day. The 24th is United Nations Day. The 27th is Navy Day. And we end the month on Halloween on the 31st. What is there about the triangle that seems to be like a magnet bringing new dining places here? In July, we learned that Raleigh's getting his first chicken salad chick, who will move into newly created space in the Lake Boone Shopping Center. They hope to open later this month. The first chicken salad chick opened in Cary in 2020, owned by franchisees John Schuster and Mark Sarcone. Lake Boone will be the second triangle location for this brand, which has over 200 restaurants across the country. For those not up to date with this company's menu, it includes a dozen different varieties of chicken salad, from spicy tango buffalo, sweet and nutty styles with fruit and almonds or pecans, or classics made with mayo and celery, or an old-fashioned mixture of pickled and hard-boiled eggs. There's also pimento cheese, salads, and soups. Mr. Schuster, a retired sales director for Coca-Cola, said the entire chicken salad chick menu is made fresh in-house every day. It's a special concept. It's unlike most fast casual restaurants where you order and get a beeper. We bring the food to your table. The two partners have a contract to open 6 locations in the triangle, but the third location hasn't been selected yet. The triangle is such a great area, it's just about finding locations that make sense, Mr. Schuster said. We hear all the time, when are you coming to Holly Springs, and so forth. Chicken Salad Chick was founded in Alabama by Stacy Brown in 2008. They hope to open the Lake Boone location later this month. The mega popular Queso King Torchy's Tacos is expanding in the triangle with its second location. A new Torchy's is nearing completion in Wake Forest as a part of the Grove 98 development near the town's Wegmans grocery store. Torchy's will open across the courtyard from another popular fast casual restaurant, Cava, which is also opening a new location in Wake Forest, Grove 98. The new Torchy's will be located at 505 Dr. Calvin Jones Highway, Unit 110. Development is anchored by Wegmans, which is already open. The timetable for the Wake Forest Torchy's is unclear. Earlier projections from Stiles, the Charlotte-based developer of Grove 98, expected construction to wrap up in the spring of 2023. Neither Torchy's nor Stiles replied to repeated requests for updates on the project. Torchy's opened as something of a phenomenon in Raleigh in 2021, its first North Carolina location as a part of the Midtown East development, also anchored by Wegmans with a cabin next door. While new to the state and the triangle, Torchy's opened with a national following, particularly from Texas transplants, with lines stretching out the door for weeks. They are best known for deeply flavorful queso spiked with fiery peppers. Its taco menu mixes classic toppings and fillings, as well as some creative offerings like jerked seasoned chicken and fried avocados. A pair of ice cream shops specializing in frozen cereal milk will open in North Carolina this year with the first plan for downtown Raleigh. The shops are called Milk and Sin, nodding to the ice cream base and future plans to spike the sweet treats with booze. Milk and Sin is owned by the marriage couple Kevins and Nicole Garnier, longtime New Yorkers, who recently located in North Carolina. We moved to North Carolina. We're getting 2 storefronts. It's not just like a passion we have. It's something we believe in, he said. Milk and Sin is eyeing an opening at its Raleigh location this fall, building on the ground floor of the downtown Skyhouse building at 124 East Martin Street. The Raleigh location is under construction. The Garnieres initially started working on a boozy version of Milk and Sin in New York, but ran into regulatory issues mixing ice cream and alcohol. A trip helping move Nicole's mother from Florida to Johnston County put the couple on a new path. This is the first restaurant for the couple, who have called North Carolina home for only a few months. "We fell in love with the area and we know we're moving home," Nicole said. "And when you're making a career change, you make it going full speed ahead. We want to do something a little brighter, and here we want to bring a little joy to people." And what is cereal milk ice cream? Cereal milk ice cream rose to prominence more than a decade ago, emerging on menus from New York's Milk Bar Sweet Shop and spreading around the country. The method makes ice cream from salted and seasoned milk steeped in cereal. The Milk and Sin menu will include 16 different ice creams made from milk steeped with popular cereals like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There'll be nearly a dozen different toppings, 5 drizzles, and 8 house-invented cereals. The second Milk and Sin will open at 1427 Military Cutoff Road in Wilmington, close to Wrightsville Beach. That location is looking to open in November. "We're really grateful to the people of North Carolina for being so welcome. It's completely 180 for us," Mr. Grenier said. "It's been a major change of pace. We've slowed down. In New York, you feel like you're always in a race. It's a much nicer pace here." A popular chain of Southwest Wellness Centers plans to open its first North Carolina location in Raleigh. True Food Kitchen, a Phoenix-based restaurant brand, will open a new location in Raleigh's North Hills development next year. They'll be a part of the North Hills Main District expansion, which is undergoing construction and is still months from completion. True Food Kitchen was founded in 2008 and has grown to 44 locations across the country. The North Hills location is their first in North Carolina. "The incredible energy of North Hills and the vibrant Raleigh community are a perfect fit as we look to expand our footprint into the wonderful state of North Carolina," said True Food Kitchen CEO John Williams. "Our mission is to bring fresh, wholesome food to more people, and we feel confident that the folks in Raleigh will love our chef-driven dishes, scratch cocktails, an unwavering commitment to hospitality." The True Food Kitchen menu was aimed at the health-conscious diner, built with grain and poke bowls, grass-fed burgers, pizzas, salads, chicken, and mushroom lasagna. The Raleigh location is to open in the spring of 2024, according to North Hills owner Kane Realty. "We're thrilled to bring the first True Food Kitchen in North Carolina to North Hills," said Stacy DeBeecher, managing director of operations for Kane Realty. "True Food is an incredible restaurant concept centered around wellness that will provide a unique culinary experience for our community. Joining True Food in the Main District is the Raleigh location of the very popular Winston-Salem Brand Village Tavern, the RH Gallery Rooftop Wine Bar, Lamini Grill and Mia's Bakery, and Ruth Chris Steakhouse, which is closed temporarily during the construction. It's not Bojangles and it's not Cookout. North Carolina's best fast food restaurant, according to MSN, is the iconic breakfast drive-through Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen. It's a butterfield wonderland every morning in this legendary Chapel Hill restaurant, who also have a location in Lewisburg. Located on Franklin Street, heading into downtown Chapel Hill, Sunrise serves biscuits that create their own traffic patterns, as biscuit-seeking drivers often wait in line spilling out into the road. In naming Sunrise the top fast food restaurant in North Carolina, MSN praised this biscuit place for its comfort food. "The famed biscuits are the kind you need both hands to eat, and customers say they're perfectly buttery and flaky with generous fillings of fried chicken, egg, bacon, sausage, and cheese, the article reads. If you're seriously hungry, order a hash brown on the side and slip it inside your biscuit for more fine eating. Sunrise has been around since the 1970s, serving a familiar Southern-style biscuit. Chapel Hill is the brand's most visible and busiest location, serving an endless stream of biscuits out of a 500-square-foot drive-through building. Speaking of biscuits, a North Carolina biscuit restaurant was voted the nation's best fast food restaurant in the 2023 USA Today Reader's Choice Best 10 contest. Biscuitville, headquartered in Greensboro, with more than 70 locations in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. Biscuitville's fresh baked biscuits can be enjoyed in a number of ways, from a simple bacon, egg, and cheese, or fried chicken biscuits, to more elaborate breakfast sandwiches like the spicy chicken and jalapeno cheese biscuit. USA's Today's 10 Best said, with breakfast platters and sides of grits, hash browns, or country gravy, plus indulgent sweet treats like their cheesecake stuffed waffle, it's no wonder folks return again and again. Two other North Carolina-based chains made the list of the best 10 fast food restaurants, with Cookout coming in at number 9 and Bojangles coming in at number 10. The annual 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards are determined by readers' voices. Initial selections come from travel experts choosing the top 20 nominees in a number of categories, including the Best Art Museum, Best Farmers Market, Best Outdoor Water Park, and more. If you live in North Carolina, you don't have to go far to find a biscuit. A much anticipated hot chicken chain will soon open its first Triangle location. 2 years ago, the fast casual chicken sandwich brand Dave's Hot Chicken announced that 10 new locations would open in the Triangle and eastern North Carolina. The first one opened in Wilmington last year, and a new one will open in Wake County this fall. Dave's Hot Chicken will debut in the Triangle as early as November, moving into the former Mason Jar Tavern location in Holly Springs. The franchise owners for Dave's in the Triangle in eastern North Carolina are Russell and Laureen Hansen, with Amanda Munich as managing partner. The group also owns the Triangle Blaze Pizza franchise. With Dave's Hot Chicken, the brand enters at the height of the country's chicken sandwich craze. But Munich believes it'll be easy for Dave's to stand out. Dave's is pretty trendy. It's popular with a younger crowd. And when you walk in the door, you see lots of graffiti and really good music, she says. And hot chicken is hot right now. And that's what people are looking for. Dave's has no fluff on its menu. The chicken is super juicy and goes from no spice, where you can taste the chicken, up to super hot. Hot chicken, popularized in Nashville, is a spin-off of traditional fried chicken, in which chicken is tossed in a spiced or dry rub that can be very hot to the taste buds. Dave's began in Los Angeles in 2017 and has expanded nationwide in recent years. The chicken ranges 7 spice levels, escalating in heat, and the menu includes sides like crinkle-cut fries, mac and cheese, and coleslaw. Raleigh and Wake Forest are being considered for future locations. The Holly Springs Dave's will be located at 114 Grand Hill Place in the Target Shopping Center, with a possible opening in November. The chef behind Superica in Cary is opening a new taco shop in downtown Raleigh. Atlanta-based celebrity chef Ford Fry will open a new location of his taco brand, Little Ray, in the Raleigh Ironworks development. Little Ray expects to open in 2024. Beyond tacos, Little Ray, spelled R-E-Y, specializes in Pollo al Carbon, Charlotte charcoal roasted whole chicken, and familiar Tex-Mex dishes like quesadillas and flautas. Superica was Mr. Fry's first Triangle restaurant, opening Cary's Fenton development last year. That restaurant serves modern Tex-Mex, like plates of enchiladas or smoked short ribs, alongside bright cocktails, including a half dozen margaritas. Little Ray will be more casual, operating as an all-day counter service, fast casual spot, starting with breakfast tacos in the morning, plus weekend brunch pancakes. During the day, there will be street tacos stuffed with charred and smoky el carbon, plus options like carnitas, grilled steak, crispy pork belly, and briskets. The plates you'll share with your friend include chips and guac with freshly made salsas, smoked chicken wings, and even some very crispy crinkle-cut fries. The Rolla Iron Works location will be the brand's third, following two others in Georgia. The restaurant will be 3,100 square feet in size, with a wide patio and a walk-up ordering window. On the drink side, look for margaritas, both frozen and aqua frescas, and beer. Sweets, including a soft-serve machine that rotates the flavors like vanilla, churro, and tres leches. Little Ray joins an impressive roster of restaurants at Rolla Iron Works, including Chef Scott Crawford's upcoming Brodito, East Cut Sandwich Bar, Pony Cyrus Brewing, and the game-centric sports bar Jaguar Bolera. Eight North Carolina barbecue joints were included in the newest rankings of the best barbecue joints in the South by Southern Living magazine, including two of the Triangle's Southern Living barbecues. Editor Robert Moss released his 2023 list, naming Snow's Barbecue in Texas as the South's top barbecue restaurant. In all, 15 of the 50 spots went to Texas, followed by North Carolina's 8. The highest North Carolina ranking went to Aiden's Skylight Inn, the famed Jones family restaurant, whose whole hog barbecue earned it a James Beard America's Classic Award. As far as North Carolina barbecue is concerned, Southern Living seem to prefer the state's old school restaurants, with 6 of the 8 awarded restaurants firmly in the historic camp. Among those old school spots, Skylight is followed by Lexington Barbecue at number 7, Grady's Barbecue outside of Goldsboro at number 12, Stamey's Barbecue at number 18, Red Bridges at number 36, and Barbecue Center at number 48. But Mr. Moss and Southern Living showed some love for the modern pit masters, picking up the torch of the old tradition. Landing at number 27 is Sam Jones Barbecue outside of Greenville, also with a Raleigh location, serving similar chopped whole hog barbecue as the family Skylight Inn, plus more modern trappings like spare ribs and a full bar. Rounding out the list is Prime Barbecue in Knightdale, that serves a mix of Texas and North Carolina styles. My wife and I have found that Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue restaurants serve a very good chopped barbecue sandwich. There are several of those locations in the Triangle. Robert Bowden gets on the Access Bus, a paratransit transportation service from her home in Boise, Idaho. She arrives at Sweet Zola's Candy Shop, where she packages candy boxes, trains her colleagues, or operates the cash register. For 2 years, she's been working at Sweet Zola's, a nonprofit that aims to help its employees with disabilities learn vital workplace skills in a safe environment. Ms. Bowden has had quadriplegia and says the job has given her more responsibilities than her previous job in a movie theater. It's given me a sense of worth, she said. Cindy Radovic is the founder and executive director of Sweet Zola's, a nonprofit named after her daughter, and since 2019 has been helping her employees like Robin find a place to call home. At this time, Sweet Zola's has 26 part-time employees, though the business has employed more than 50 workers since it began. The employees are paid $10 an hour, and tips to the store go straight to the workers. Most of the employees also receive supplemental security income, which gives disabled employees individuals with limited income, monthly payments, and access to medical benefits. The Blister Sisters, a community fitness group, recently organized a fundraiser in the silent auction that raised more than $1,200 for Reed Zolas and his employees. Zolas recognized on Good Morning America, which resulted in a $10,000 donation. It's a little overwhelming, Ms. Radovic says, adding the money will be used for the store's rent. She had begun a candy box subscription, allowing the business to deliver its products to anywhere in the U.S. and expand its customer base. Ms. Radovic said she uses some of the donation funds to help start the subscription service. In the 2020, during the pandemic, the space Sweet Zolas shared with Porter's Tea House closed. Ms. Radovic had to search for a new location and found one on her 40th birthday and called the landlord for a tour. The landlord liked what we were doing and immediately said yes. But she said she struggled financially when she opened her new shop. Through her other job as a behavioral therapist for teenagers, she said she was able to support the store. She says she's thankful for the second chance to keep her business alive. I thought that when I opened the business, I would be making enough money to pay myself. To be perfectly honest, I hire everyone, and so I have so many employees. Instead of paying myself, I pay them. But deciding to become a nonprofit was a tough decision. She didn't want to be seen as a charity and wanted to show that workers with disabilities are willing to work for their money. We have to work just as hard as anyone without a disability, because we're proving that the disability does not mean we can't do the same thing as anyone else, she said. Ms. Radovic said that someday she hopes to eventually acquire a larger area to create a better community space for her workers. Most days I walk in and my employees are clapping and they're opening the door for me, she said. It's just a beautiful family. This is a truly inspirational story. Folks with disabilities like to be treated as everyone who is not disabled. The story is similar to one we did some time ago about a similar situation that took place in Cary. A North Carolina bakery sells monster chocolate chip cookies, and they rank among the nation's best. Villani's Bakery in Charlotte made it to a list of top chocolate chip cookie spots. It was ranked 82nd of 100 shops across the country, becoming the only place in North Carolina to be so honored, according to results published in July. To create the list, the restaurant review website Yelp studied businesses that received cookie-related comments over time. The website ranked those spots using a number of factors, including total volume and rating of reviews mentioning chocolate chip cookies. The results released before National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, which comes on August the 4th. Though it's been a day for celebrating the treats, Villani's Bakery has drawn fans throughout the year. Some took to Yelp to say that the menu's monster chocolate chip cookies are big enough to live up to their name. In 2022, Charlotte Live described the sweets as shareable, with a slight crunch on the outside and a moist inside. Villani's Bakery, which calls itself a New York Italian style bakery, also sells coffee, cakes, and other desserts. The shop on Pecan Avenue in the Chantilly neighborhood of Charlotte also made its mark last year when it ranked as Yelp's user's favorite place to get chocolate chip cookies in North Carolina. Despite the baker's repeated praise, Charlotte area treat shops missed out on other recent lists. None of them was among the top places for ice cream in two separate rankings. Too many sweets? At $2.7 million, Campbell Soup's acquisition of Sovos Brands, maker of the premium Rao tomato sauce, isn't cheap, but it makes good strategic sense. Campbell's CEO, Mark Klaus, referred to Sovos as the most compelling growth story in the food industry. Numbers back that up. Sovos said it grew 16% from a year earlier, led by 20% for Rao's brand. Campbell's, which also makes the down market Prego brand of pasta sauces, stressed that it sees the two as separate businesses serving different customers. Rao's sauces sell for around $8 a jar, compared with less than $3 for Prego. Campbell's can still help Rao grow by bringing its expertise and resources to bear on distribution, marketing, and retailing. The question was asked, how much room is there for Rao's growth? Rao's top product, its jarred marinara sauce, is already available in 80% of retail sites nationwide. In this sense, it deal looks a bit like Campbell's successful acquisition of Snyder-Lance, which brought premium brands such as Kettle and Cape Cod chips to Campbell's Pepperidge Farm snack business, helping those brands grow and reach a bigger nationwide market. Exception would be Sevo's premium yogurt brand, Noosa. Mr. Klaus said yogurt was a market he didn't see Campbell's being in over the long haul. This indicates that the yogurt brand will be sold. Another question is how well Rao's expand into categories beyond sauce. It has already launched Rao's brand soups, dry pastas, frozen entrees, and frozen pizzas. Campbell's record integrating premium snack brands suggests it can make the math work. The key will be proving that it can bring the Rao's brand to the next level in terms of national scale. In August, one of Durham's most unique restaurants in the year was named by one of the South Best Restaurants by Southern Living magazine. Queenie's, the second restaurant from Sean Ubstead and Michelle Vanderwalker, was named one of the South 25 Best New Restaurants. The downtown Durham hotspot is only one of two North Carolina restaurants on the list, and only one in the Triangle. In its write-up, Southern Living praised Queenie's unconventional combination of restaurant, bar, podcast studio, and community space, as well as affordable menu of modern, comfortable food. When Umstead and Vanderwalker were developing Queenie's, they set out to update the kind of Americana chain restaurants like Chili's and Applebee's, but with an artistic attention to detail and fun around every corner. Miss Vanderwalker personally made every single plate, bowl, and mug in the restaurant, while Mr. Umstead packed his extensive bar expertise into well-made cocktail classics and frozen drinks, including an Irish coffee. Queenie's opened in 2021 upstairs from Vanderwalker and Umstead's first project, the cocktail bar Kingfisher. That bar was a semifinalist for the James Beard Award for Outstanding Bar Programs, a national award. While Kingfisher had refinement and romance in its booth, Queenie seems built to be the kind of restaurant always what you need to be. A towering plate of nachos, a big salad, or a slice of mint chocolate chip ice cream cake. Modeled on a kind of American diner, Queenie's also has a small library for perusing books and sipping drinks during the week. We've run out of time for this episode of Thought for Food. Be sure and listen next time. This is Bob Kruger reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you need a comment or a question, please call us at 919-783-9183.